Welcome to the Functional Health Coaching Show, where we are here to support and answer your questions so that you can help people on a deeper level get real results and grow your health coaching business. Do you have questions you want to ask live on the show? You can call in every Friday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1-347-637-1378. Are you looking to increase your credibility and grow your health coaching business using functional lab testing and data-driven protocols so that you can confidently solve health issues? Well, we have the course for you. Go to fdn.today/show to learn more and sign up today. Okay, let's join today's episode.
Well, happy Friday, guys. You're tuning in again to the FDN Fantastic Friday Call, also called the Functional Health Coaching Show. My name is Brandon Millay. I'm your host today, and it's February 21st, 2020. So I hope the year has been a good one for you. Has been for a lot of folks. Moving through the course, you're out there with your business, it's a good time. It seems like there's always a surge this time of year. People are excited about their health, talking about it, thinking about it. There's lots of information out there about New Year's resolutions and things like that. And those do carry on. So it's not just January. February is also really a big month. I can always tell that and feeling that for sure with the work that we're doing with the course and in my own clients, with my own work that I get to do with people one-on-one. So all right. Well, I'm going to be the main host today, but I believe Brandy and Reed are going to try to make an appearance on today with you guys. We're going to talk a little bit maybe about recent announcements going on, but we're also going to answer your questions too. So guys are welcome to call in, say hello, make a comment, ask a question about whatever you want to ask about. We're happy to answer questions. Clear communication, open communication is a key to everything that we do with the course and, of course, with your clients. So we're happy to talk with you on anything. That number to call in is 347-637-1378. Again, 347-637-1378. Just hit 1 on the keypad there, and we'll know that you're there, and I'll bring you on to ask a question. We're happy to, again, talk with you guys and have had a lot of engagement in the last few months. You guys are coming in, making regular appearances here on the show, and we appreciate that. It's cool to read off a list of questions to help support you guys, but it's always nice to hear from you guys live and the interaction that we receive. So thankful for that, and I see a whole lot of you guys lining up there on the switchboard. So glad to have you on with us here. So, well, I think my co-hosts are on with me today. I'm going to say hello to Brandy and to Reed. So, hey, guys, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Thanks.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, hi, Brandy. All right. Wonderful. Thanks for being on here. Brendan's got an odd schedule going on right now, so we'll be switching around hosts just a little bit there, but it's good to hear from everybody because everybody has their own perspectives and a way to communicate things. And again, we just want this call to be a support to you every single week. We communicate in various ways with email, with Facebook, as often as we can, but we like this call. It's a tradition around FDN land to do this call every single week. So happy to be with you guys again. Q&A is the main thing here today, but I do want to make a couple announcements here before we jump into the Q&A, just some things to know about. So first of all is the FDN conference. We're going to mention this on a regular basis every call pretty much until the conference. This is our third conference, and it's open to everybody. So if you're thinking about taking the course, if you're a trainee moving through the course and you're not graduated by the time the conference comes around, and of course you guys graduates out there doing your thing, pretty amazing event, something that we had talked about and kicked around for several years. And then when it came to the 10th anniversary of FDN, we said, okay, now's the time to do this. And it was going to be an anniversary conference, and then it's turned into an annual one. So we're going to be in San Diego again. October 23rd to the 25th. So you want to mark down your calendars here for this year. Awesome event. Our very first year, we even amped it up another level for sure last year with it. And again, this year's going to be amazing too. So more and more notoriety with what we're doing with FDN. We've pulling in different speakers, really listening to you guys, what you guys want to hear. That's why we've sort of always done the course. We want feedback from you guys, how to improve it. Of course, with AFDMP, we always ask for your feedback there. And then when it comes to the conference, we said, who do you guys want to hear from? Who do you want to speak? What do you want to learn from? So amazing lineup of speakers. And of course, you're gathering together several hundred FDM practitioners in one location. that's a powerful force. I don't know if it's energy or spirit or what that is, but it is an amazingly powerful thing. Plus, many of our sponsors, many of the labs that we use, many of the supplement companies and the services that we use, they come as well, right, as our sponsors, but they're also trying to make sure that you know they exist, make sure you feel comfortable using them. So we'll have those guys too. So it'll be an awesome conference, guys, again, 23rd to the 25th of October. Only a few days left here to get a better price, the lowest price we're going to offer on the conference. So that's got to be by the 26th. So that's, what, 5 days away? Just have $100 on the conference ticket. So take advantage of that. If you're thinking about going, just go ahead and do it. Pull the trigger. Come on. It's going to make a big difference in everything. Wherever you're at in the process, it's going to take you to that next level. I almost promised that to you. And at a minimum, you'll have a good time. So that's the way we do it around here. So I want to make you guys aware of that. Definitely you'll be thinking about that. Check out the FDNconference.com website. Details there about as things solidify even more with that. And also, I do want to congratulate today. So we've got one this week, and excited here to congratulate Caroline DiLoretto from Santa Barbara, California. But actually, she's moved cross country, and now she's in the East Coast. But awesome graduate this day. We're so proud of every single graduate. We've got thousands out there at this point, and we need more. Reed's always said that we need more FDM practitioners out there. And so we're adding another one to the ranks here this week. And Caroline, I want to say congratulations to you. And I'll applaud with an audio clip, but I know Reed and Brandy are excited too. So Caroline, congratulations. Good job.
Yay. Yeah. All right,
good stuff.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, that's important stuff, but some announcements out of the way. But Reed, I thought I might turn it over to you there to say hello to everyone.
Well, hello to everyone, and welcome to the Friday call. I was just thinking when you were talking there, Brandon, you mentioned it. We've been doing this for 11 years, I think. I mean, probably for the whole 12 years. There are hundreds and hundreds of Friday calls recorded. I once had an FDN tell me after about, we've been doing it for 6-7 years. He goes, you know, I went back and I listened to every single Friday call. Man, that is dedication. So good on you for that. You know, this is a communication tool. This is our way of staying in touch with the gang. It was mostly for trainees for a while. And we opened it up to all FDNs, and now we've opened it up to the public too. So, you know, if you're listening, you want to know more about FDN, go to functionaldiagnosticnutrition.com. You can read about there. We're a pretty tight-knit community of like-minded individuals wanting to do some good in the world. And we do that by being the number one health coaching program on the planet. We run labs. We look at what's really wrong with people. And then we teach them how to fix it. So there's a lot of very extensive training involved that requires you to go through the course, learn the anatomy, physiology, biochemistry behind the lab work, and so that you can correlate that with a person. What it does, Brandon and Brandy's on the line too, we could speak, any FDN could speak to how much good that does. You know, when you can figure out what's really going on underneath with the hormones, with the immune system, with digestion, with detoxification. You're not playing doctor. You're not diagnosing something so you could prescribe, you know, medicine or supplements. You're going to be able to teach that person how to fix it because they got there over time, and they're going to be able to reverse it over time using the innate healing powers of the body. So that's what we do. That's what we teach. And what's been really, really incredible is the alumni, you know, the community that has grown around it. I didn't know that was going to be the case when I started doing this, that there would be a big us. So when you hear Brandon say we, us, you know, he's talking about a pretty huge group. And you don't have to want to do this for a living. You could just do FDN on yourself, but you can do it. And it's a business. It's a profession. So professions are there to help support you in the lifestyle that you want to live. And we teach that part too. So if you're in a job that you don't like, that's not rewarding. It might be paying off financially, but you're not really getting any life satisfaction out of it. You could consider a career change into health coaching, because there's millions and millions of people who need you. And when you do some good for them, you're going to feel good too. You're going to hear, thank you, thank you, thank you. People feel so much better than before they started working with us, things like that. So it's richly rewarding in many ways. You know, you're serving a big, big purpose. And what better way to earn your keep is there than that, you know? So that's my brief introduction. And then I want to bring some of the trainees and some of the tribe up to date. You know, recently we had one of our top vendors and labs go out of business on us. And of course, that's never fun, but it happens to businesses all the time. Doesn't matter what you're making, manufacturing, what your service is, there's always going to be people in the chain of events that, don't survive, or they move on to something else or whatever it is. And so in that, we've had to, obviously you got to adapt. You got to find a way to make it better, to make it work for you in a way that improves you. And so any setback in life is going to have within it the seed of an equal or greater benefit. And all you have to do is find it. So that's my job. I've been searching, and oh my God, it's unbelievable. I mean, there's something that could have been sort of a tragedy, or at least it's a pretty serious potential for downside, has become the way to the future. It's become the way we're going to just be that much better. You know, again, everything is already a tribe of people who are doing some good in the world using technology and skills, lab interpretation skills, knowledge of diet and rest and exercise and stress reduction and supplementations, ways of teaching people to live better and to reverse their disease on their own. And we just had a loss that's going to equal an even greater benefit. And that's that we're going to start doing our own labs. You know, not that I'm going into the lab business, folks, but what I'm saying is the labs that we're moving over to, away from the previous company, over to labs who've been basically in the wings waiting for our business anyway. And oh, by the way, we've actually been running their labs for a number of years, more or less as advanced labs. So we've been teaching on these basic labs, and we've considered some of these other companies a little more advanced, and they are. But guess what? That's what the world's ready for. That's what the basic training will now become. So because we've just become a force of nature in the health industry, especially in the coach healthing industry, which is expanding and predicted to be in the billions and billions of dollars pretty soon. We're solidifying our place as the number one most highly trained, highly skilled health coaches, and the technology is keeping pace with that. In other words, what we were considering advanced, that we've already been doing a lot of business with, those will just become our basic labs. And I think the world's ready for it, Brandon. Would you agree with that? Or Brandy, you can – Brandy and Brandon. So you guys chip in.
Ladies first.
Sure. Yeah, I'm actually very excited about this change. Like you said, Reed, it was a loss, and we could have – made it feel devastating, but as a team and as a tribe, the whole community rallied together. And I think it's just going to mean amazing things for FDN. And we are still going to be that health coaching course that stands above the rest and was able to persevere through this bump in the road. And I think it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say it's a quick response. Everybody had sort of the similar response. I felt like it was like, oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, our wheels are already starting to turn. We knew we had some things in place and directions we could go. And really, we keep talking about this. I think it's one of the big messages that we're trying to make sure everybody understands. And really, this message here is something we talk about multiple times every single Friday call, and that FDN is a way and a modality of thinking. And it's not individual labs, individual supplement companies. It's nothing tied to something individual. Yes, it's data that you need. But no matter where that data comes from, as long as it's the data that's relevant, that's functional, that's looking at the similar things that Reed has developed over a long time here that are beneficial to help you decide where to go with the person, what recommendations to make. As long as you have that data, you put it into the FDN filter and the FDN, I don't know what you call it, the black box, put it into FDN and out comes the recommendations, the proper interpretation. So that's the biggest thing. So no matter what lab you're using, whatever data that's coming there, it's got to be filtered through the FDN methodology. So that's the big thing here. So we're, again, regardless of what actually happens precisely, how it all works out, we don't know specifics right now, some individual ranges, things like that. We're not that far in the process there. But it's still, you're being taught how to think. And that was my big epiphany when I took the course, was even though I had a natural slant, I'd worked in a little bit of the retail side of things as far as supplementation went. I hadn't thoughts about this. It was learning how to think differently and immediately react differently when looking at a set of test results or looking at the person. So that's what I took away from it. So I saw that immediately. And then, yeah, most questions we answer here, it comes back to those basic principles. Get the principles fully ingrained and solidified in your mind, and then it doesn't really matter what comes at you, you're going to be able to figure out what to do, where to go, how to get results.
Exactly. So exactly. FDN is a way of thinking and using tools at hand. And as those, you know, technology changes, those tools at hand may change, but our paradigm does not. And that paradigm is basically that we don't diagnose or treat specific conditions. We look at what's really wrong, like way upstream. And it does overlap a little bit in terms of we're looking at hormones. Well, you know, doctors have been looking at hormones for a long time. We're looking at the digestive system. Well, so are they. But they're looking for diseases that could be cured, bringing an agent in to play, you know, like such as a drug. And they do it by they take on all comers and don't keep a lot of the variables in mind, you know, like it's just here's your test results, here's your medicine. And, you know, without much regard for whose test results are they. We're actually the other end of the extreme, if you will. We care very deeply about those variables and whose test results are these, because we don't just bring one or two agents to bear to change the numbers on the paper. We want the person to kind of reverse it, whatever that problem is, the same way they got it over time. You know, if bad habits has produced it, then over time, good habits will reverse it. Because most chronic conditions today aren't related to disease. They're related to, you know, they're stress-related conditions that cause a lot of chaos in the body. And that chaos is what we help people to sort out, and they would consider it to be fixing. I don't like saying we fix things, but, you know, health returns when what's interfering with health is removed. And if there's any permanent damage done, then that person would need some ongoing support. And, you know, that could be done in the most natural way possible, sophisticated way. Like me personally, I've done so much damage to my body with injuries over the years, just been very, very brutal to my body, whether it's overwork, overplay, you know, the sports, the motorcycle accidents, things like that, you know, beat it up. So, you know, I've fixed it to the best I can with modern medicine, including everything except surgery. I had one little surgery, but the rest of it I've done with things like prolotherapy and stem cells and other stuff. And now I'm on a regimen of supplements that seem to work really well if I take them all the time, you know. And that's just me. I'm closer to 70 than I am to 60. And so, but don't I sound young? You know what I mean? Like, I still have so much life in my years. It's not about years in my life. I know I've got those. I have good genes. And heck, I got a mom, 89, who's still not only still thriving and kicking, but she has a boyfriend now, for gosh sake. So you know, I'm going to be around. It's just how much vitality and vigor and life will be there. And that's my mission, you know. So, anyway, all of you with your own missions, we appreciate you co-missioning with us, and we're here to further your education, training, give you any insights we can, help you deal with any specific you know, cases or whatever it might be. So, Brandon, what's on the agenda?
Well, I thought we'd sort of maybe answer some questions here that I've got here on the list. Biggest thing is we want to take live callers. So if you guys have a question, want to jump on here, I do have at least one hand raised here. Yeah. So I think we'll take the first caller here. And then again, you guys want to call and ask a question about anything, we're happy to talk about it. So let's ask 631. What's your name there, 631?
Hi, it's Andrea. Hey, guys. Hi, everybody. So good to be reconnected with the FCS call.
Good to talk to you, Andrea.
So my question is, because I'm about to do some labs on myself, and I've been a little out of touch over the last 2 weeks, which lab company are we no longer using? So I'm not sending maybe a kit back or something that's not going to get done.
Yeah, that would be BioHealth Laboratories. Where is 516 area code anyway? Are you in the East Coast? You in New York by any chance, or where are you?
I'm 631, and 516 is also on the East Coast on Long Island, New York.
Right. So you already have the precision analytical test versus the BioHealth test. So this does not affect you. You'll just do the same thing, Andrea. You don't have to worry about it. You know, as I said, we've already been – the labs that we're going to be moving over to from bio – we're going to move away from BioHealth. We're going to move towards a couple other companies because they were very you know, we used a number of their labs. We're going to move over to another couple of companies, and we're going to have those companies develop custom labs for us so that they're a little more all-inclusive. So there's some lab development challenges along the way, but right now you don't have to worry about it because you're in a place where we're already moved away from those other labs, the BioHealth labs. So it doesn't affect you. Keep going strong. Get your labs done. Brandy, anything to add to that?
No, so I'm familiar with Andrea. We've talked a few times. So hi, Andrea. And yeah, everything that you've been doing all along, even throughout the course, still stands. You know, you've been using Precision Analytical. You were using the GI map from DSL. So those are all still available. So there isn't a lot of changes with what you were already doing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Am I still on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Two quick questions. And with your experience and this new outbreak in coronavirus, if you have any updates on the resiliency of this virus and how is BioSidon perhaps, has it been tested? And my other question is for those experienced FDNs, is I'm working with somebody who has real problem giving up starch and sugar, is gluten-free, and is still struggling. So any pearls of wisdom on that. So,
sure.
And
All right. Well, thanks, Andrea. I'm going to mute you because there's a little background noise coming from you, but we'll answer your question and then we could talk again later if we need to. So, sure. So if you want to mute that, fine. So the question was first about the coronavirus. If you suspect that you have something like that, like if your temperature is 105, it's not the time to call your nutritionist or your FDN. It's the time to go to the emergency room or call your doctor and make an appointment and get in as soon as possible. So anyone who's got the symptoms of corona or any other virus, you know, Ebola or something, I mean, if you're, again, anyone with that kind of temperature that you'd have and the flu-like symptoms that you would have, you want to call your physician and get out of the woods. That's the beauty of FDN, by the way. And Brandon, don't let me forget what Andrew's other questions were, but you know, I could go off on this tangent. There's a couple things about the coronavirus. We had a guest on a show last week. We do this show every week for everybody. The graduates are the biggest group attending it, but it's called the Pro Series. We brought on Dr. Darren Ingles, who is a naturopath working out of California. He's really experienced. He's got, you know, 30 years of clinical experience, including working for the last 20 years with Lyme patients, which is a pretty serious thing, and with mold patients, which are pretty serious things. You know, and we call our customers clients, not patients, but he's a doctor. So, he, you know, and there's some overlap there again. But you know, what he said to say about the coronavirus, because I asked him, he said it's been around for a long time. We've seen it before, or something exactly like it, and there's worse things. The problem is just that it's been underreported by where it came from. You know, so they've been kind of like hiding this, and now it's busted out in the seams, and they had to kind of let the rest of the world in on it. And now there's the potential for widespread if it isn't contained properly. You know, so in this country, one of the biggest things you can do is just wash your hands all the time. Don't put them on your mouth. You know, don't let anything dirty get in your mouth. You know, now as far as breathing, the inhalant part of it, and the fact that it could be transferred through breath and air and stuff, that's pretty scary. But again, you know, we're not insulated, but pretty secure here, because, you know, hygiene, things like that are much better in, at least in the U.S. He said, yeah, we'll keep our eyes on it, but not to panic, that like 100 times or maybe 1,000 times more people die from influenza every year. So we have people dying daily in this country of the flu, daily, every day, like 100 people. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's really scary if you get scared. The other thing is that, you know, I think this thing, we've seen stuff come before, like SARS and bird flu. I think we'll get a handle on it. What was the other part of the question, Brandon, and you can feel free to address it too.
Yeah, sure. So that's more information than I was really aware of. I wasn't too concerned about it. What she was asking also, if Biocide and any of the biobotanical research products has any information about its effectiveness against this particular virus.
No, there's nothing on that yet. And by the way, we could go direct to the source. Dr. Rachel Fresco is a friend of ours. We're very tight with the BBR people, and we can get a direct answer from that very, very quickly. So, Brandy, if you help me initiate a letter to Rachel, we'll deal with that. Maybe report back next week.
Sure.
And in the meantime, though, if you have something that virulent, because, you know, you don't rely on, you know, these botanical products right away, you would go and make sure that you have knocked this thing down using something probably a lot stronger that ordinarily we don't want to take. But, you know, that's why doctors are there, to save your life. They will save your life. And you pretty much do almost anything they tell you when your life's on the line. And we just, that's the way the world works, you know. In that sense, we are definitely the junior partner. And we need to just remember that and make sure a person is out of the woods when there's a life-threatening condition. And then we can work around the edges of it. Hell, we could be very, very effective at, again, we restore health or do the things and help teach a person what to do so that health returns. You know, it's the innate desire of every cell, tissue, organ, and system in your body to be balanced and be healthy. And it will, you know, we have all these adaptive responses. And so for that to be able to kick in, you have to be still breathing. That's the one rule. So, you know, you just make sure you're alive, and then you come to us.
Yep. I'd say too, just on the, if you want, probably shouldn't use the word prevention, right? Because we're not in that realm of things. But with this virus here, best things you can do is just do the dress protocol. That's what I trust in mm-hmm. every single day of my life. My diet, getting mm-hmm. enough sleep, proper exercise, managing my stress, being consistent on my supplements. I don't walk around in a lot of fear because I have trust in just those basic fundamentals there. And they've served me for a long time. They've gotten me out of some pits with my own health. Most of us have our own health story or some challenge that we've had that's got us into this course or with this group here. And I've had a few of those, you know, along the years. And it's always been back to the fundamentals, lab testing to tell me what's going on. And then it's always the dress protocol. So, So I think, you know, that's just the world we live in. A lot of sensationalism and some fear mongering and things like that go on. But at the same time, you're right, you have to balance this. So if there's actually is a threat and know where we stand in this. You know, we need to stay in our lane as far as FTM practitioners go. And I'm actually thankful we have so many options in this country that you can, if something serious is going on, you can go, you know, 5 minutes. For most people, you're at a hospital, right? Or if you've got something else going on that's better suited for an FTM practitioner, you've got many to choose from, right? So we should be a really healthy country. And I think that message is shifting. I feel like I'm 4 years old, so it's kind of my your generation that I'm in. I think Brandon and I are close to the same age. I won't give away her age, but we're not in our 20s anymore. I definitely who I talk to, just in general, people in my age group, they're wanting something different than maybe what their parents did or grandparents did. So the mentality is shifting away from some of this Band-Aid approach and not actually getting into root causes. So it's a positive shift. So I think the more information is out there, the better off we are, the better it is for everybody. And so your voice counts. Every time you educate with people with these things, every time we're out there, this Friday call right here, it's educating more and more people. So people want something different, and we're going to be able to supply that for them. But thank God we do have the medical system that we do in the case of an emergency, accident, things like that, something critical. So good point, Red. Reed, definitely to balance that. Second part of Andrew's question there was one on the diet side of things. So person is really has some trouble giving up starches, sugars, carbohydrates. So tips on that. Where would we start there?
I could jump in on that.
Good. Yeah. Thanks, Brandy.
Yeah. So Andrea mentioned that her client is gluten-free. So my first question would always be, you know, did they go gluten-free on a whole foods diet and are replacing the gluten-filled products with things like fruits and vegetables and meats and nuts and seeds? Or did they just switch their products from a regular bread to a gluten-free bread or a regular pasta to a gluten-free pasta? Because those ones are just filled with starch, and that's going to create a really bad roller coaster ride of blood sugar. So that's the first place I would start. But more often I see, and I actually have a lot of experience with this, is it's an emotional thing sometimes for people. So don't underestimate looking into the emotions and the mindset around removing those foods from the diet. You know, those foods could be giving them dopamine hits. And they're just they need that, and it's just an emotional connection to the food. So that's another aspect that you can look at if they're really struggling, working with their mindset, working with their emotions. I personally use EFT in my practice. I'm a master EFT practitioner, and that helps a lot. It helps people shift their mindset and remove some of those limiting beliefs and limiting blocks that kind of prevent them from doing what they need to do to get better and feel better.
Wow, that's a great answer, Brandy. And we're going to take another call from the 215 area code in just a sec. But Brandy, good answer on that. The last little tip I have for Andrea is, and anyone else, is the look for yeast, because yeast overgrowth, it feeds on sugar and it transfers to the person, and you can be kind of craving sugar, and it's really the fungal overgrowth. And the one last little tip, and sometimes that's the trick. You know, one person it could be true and another person not true, but I always want to rule that out too. So let's take that call.
Yeah, we'll do. All right, 215 area code. What's your name there, 215?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Evan Transu out of Pennsylvania.
All right.
Evan, good to hear from you.
Yeah, I just wanted to hop on for once. I'm not getting on the Friday call with two random questions. I actually just have something fun I'd like to share with you guys that I think might be relevant to pretty much everyone that is working as a practitioner in FDN. So recently, I graduated, for those who don't know me, about 3 years ago now. I think it was like June of 2017. And using some of the principles that I learned in FDN, I was able to kind of make a user-friendly book recently, sharing my journey with mental health issues, as well as how I resolve those things naturally. So I think for those of us out there, we're all nerds. You cannot be an FDN and not be a nerd. I've never met someone that didn't meet both of those things. And you just kind of have to be, right? And so I wrote this, you know, in my 20s, It's a much simpler, user-friendly type of thing. I think the person at B4 most is someone that is young, suffering with mental health issues. If you have a child or someone that you want to introduce to this stuff. And I just wanted to say for FDN, if you guys get in contact with me, it's just at Evan Transu on Facebook, Instagram. I would be happy to give this to you at cost for, you know, what I get it for. So I publish through Amazon. So if you guys know, like, a kid that you think is out there suffering with this stuff, and you know that the holistic side of things could help them, but you have no idea how to introduce this to them because everything out there is so technical and boring and might not relate to them. Just get in contact with me. I can get you the Kindle copy for 99 cents. And I can get you, if you want a physical copy, it costs me about $5 with shipping, but you know, shipping would be the same for, you know, 10 copies. So it's like $3.40 I get for an author copy from Amazon. So I'm not looking to make any money from that. I just wanted to share that with you guys because I know that comes up a lot. I feel like there's so many young people suffering with mental health issues, and it really is hard to kind of connect that paradigm. So I got lucky, and I just wanted to share that with you guys. I hope that's all right.
It's all right. Not only is it all right, Evan, but we want to make sure that they have your correct information. So it's Evan Transu, E-V-A-N, and then T-R-A-N-S-U-E. Is that at, and it's at Twitter? What is it?
It's actually at Instagram and Facebook as well. It's also evantransu.com. So Instagram would be very easy. Facebook, I have my messages open. So you guys can always contact me through there. Or, of course, just go to the FDN group and you can find me there as well.
Well, thanks, fellow nerd. And I want to tell everyone that Evan is a guy who got through the course in about record time. He just flew right through it. And, you know, so you qualified yourself there. Some of us are a little less nerdy, but yeah, definitely. It's one of those things where, you know, you just love to learn. I would say that, love to learn. And I know that that FDN taking the course gave you some tools and tips and things that were very personally helpful. And so I want to commend you for paying it forward, man, and trying to help others. That's the whole point, right? And so by giving this book, that offer on the book, you're doing that, and good on you, man. Thank you so much.
You guys, and of course, always thanks to Jen Malecka for doing her countless talks out in San Diego when I found FDN. So I was lucky for that. But I'm glad to be here. So thank you guys.
All right, Chief. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Evan. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I think Evan's one of the fastest and the youngest graduates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it shows it can be done. And, you know, I'm just really impressed with how Evan and so many others, he mentioned Jen, and you know, all of us, you guys too, are paying it forward. You know, we are very like-minded, and that we want to be useful, do some good in the world, you know, and have it impact people's lives in a very positive way. So it's absolutely remarkable the number of people who have come in and learned, like you said, Brandon, the methodology, the way of thinking, the paradigm. And then you go out and use your own creativity to turn it into whatever you want. It's amazing the number of books that have been written inspired by a way of thinking, but applied to their own particular niche, if you will, or niche, or just, you know, the problem that they had when they came to us, and how the principles and way we do things affected them. And then go on to, I'll say, sort of like bigger and better things. It's just, that's been a side benefit that I didn't know was going to happen. And it's very wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have so anyone else? Any other questions?
Let's see. I'll just make another shout out to you guys. A lot of you guys on the switchboard today. Wow. Lined up. How cool. So, all right. Well, guys, if you want to come in, ask a question, hit 1 there on your keypad and you'll pop up and we'll see you there. If you're listening on Blog Talk and you want to call in, that number is 347-637-1378. And again, you can hop on and ask a question. So, I will follow up to Evans there. Like I was saying earlier, it's every available voice out there putting out this message. And so that's another way that message is going out there. I think it's a message of hope. As much as anything, if there is hope to feel better I was looking for that hope walking into a health food store about, let's see, 18, 19 years ago, I guess. I was looking for that kind of hope. And fortunately, the owners of that store were confident enough to say, hey, yeah, you know, you can get better and let us teach you how to do that. And so I started, you know, devouring books and making changes to diet and lifestyle. And along with my wife, Heather, we were dating at the time. So we were doing it together and learning together and then taking a few supplements. And a few years later, you know, you listen to all these podcasts, how we kind of do all this, people that like to learn, listening to a podcast and heard this guy named Ray Davis on and message really resonated with me there too. So it was just the right time when I was looking to make that change to come out of the IT side of things and some of the retail supplement side of things and get into the coaching side. So I think it's a message of hope, you know, that it's a possibility that there is available and that you could actually help that person. I just reconnected with very old friend this week and had no idea that she had been studying all these things that we talk about here, but couldn't quite put the pieces together. Had a little piece here, a little piece there, read about this, knew this was something, you know, observed this about when her child or she ate this particular food, how they felt, but just couldn't quite put it all together. And then getting to talk to us as practitioners, we're the ones that piece it all together. Then you add in the aspect of the lab testing and this whole big picture gets to come forward almost like a movie or a story when you're doing a results and recommendation session with the person. One of my most favorite things to do. Yes, I like the coaching side of things. I enjoy that. But that results and recommendation session, one of my favorite things to do. You just connect so many dots. You give that person hope. And you got it backed up by science. And then you just trust the process and watch it work and watch that person continue to improve. And, you know, it comes down to more than just feeling better, right? So what is that health condition or the challenge that they have? How is that holding them back in their life? What's it keeping them from doing? And that's the bigger, more satisfying thing. That's what drives us, like Reed, you're talking about in the beginning. That's just my life on a day-to-day basis as an FDM practitioner. Is, yeah, I get to nerd out about the science stuff. I get to get into the tech side of things, the lab side of things, the cool herbs and the food and the dietary things, which I love. But it's that bigger picture that, okay, what is this keeping that person doing? I know this person has some greatness in them, but right now this health challenge is keeping them back. It's a weight on them. What can I do to relieve some suffering? What can I do to pull some of those weights off that person so they can run that race, whatever they've been called to do, whatever they're doing? So it's just been – this year's definitely I've been feeling that more and more, so driven by that excitement there. So that's a glimpse into my life. That's my day every day. So very thankful for it. So thankful for Reed and everything. If you guys haven't read the letter that Reed sent out here along with the biohealth announcement, it's about 6 pages long. It is well worth your time to read it. Every single person needs to read that letter. It lays down the principles of FDM, but it gives you a sense of the history and the heart behind the company. And so I've read it a couple times. It's just good to keep those messages going in. But if you haven't read that yet, click that, download that, read that letter. Make sure you guys check that out. So it was very, very well written and makes you be proud to be a practitioner. All right. So again, 347-637-1378. The number, we have about 15 minutes left in the call. So if you have a question, want to make a comment, now's the time to do it. So again, at one on the keypad, be happy to bring you on. In the meantime, we can, unless I have a hand raised here, I will ask, we can just answer a question or two here. I've got a few on the list here that I think would be helpful here to talk about. I shall back up on this one here. Someone had a question about, it was a nice business question. Well, sort of business focused in a way. I consider it business because it's how we talk about what we do. This person was asking about a question that's on the final exam, and they said, discuss the concepts behind the brain-body diagram used by Reed Davis in his lectures and explain why symptoms don't really matter. So this one right here, this is something, and there's a video in the course there. It's an older video, so it's a little throwback video there. The brain-body diagram is one of the first things I memorize to do, to explain to people how we work and what we do. So it's something you need to watch the video over and over again. If you put your little spin up, that's fine too. But that is one of the best things you can do to explain to a person how this process works. And then you can get more into details later. But read out, maybe talk a little bit about the origin of that, if you would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. I think I've explained it many times. I've used that diagram hundreds and hundreds of times. So it's something you can learn to draw out on your own. And in the office, I would draw that out on a whiteboard for our patients. And, you know, I was working in a chiropractic office. So originally I got that from Dr. David Singer, who is a chiropractor, and he was a chiropractic consultant. So a lot of chiropractors back in the 90s and, 2000, I'd say through about 2010, we used to actually belong to his consulting program. Every 2 months, we'd go spend a weekend with him. He'd come out to California, and we'd spend a weekend in his seminars. And he was a great educator. He was a guy that would teach you how to build up your clinic and your practice and your ability to teach people. So I borrowed it. I was using it just as a chiropractic model originally. And then the more I started doing nutrition and supplements and personal training and all the things I was doing, I started to say, wow, this is really adaptable. This is a great model. It's just a great way of, it's basically what you call a heuristic or a paradigm or a construct. A way to explain things. It's not perfect, but it works. That's the deal. And so, and people get it. And man, I can't tell you how many times I stood in front of an audience and did that diagram on a whiteboard or even on just a flip chart. It's just blank flip chart, you know, with a magic marker. I've done it on a napkin in a restaurant, just trying to explain it to one person, you know, like, this is how it works, you know? So, and it's just, yeah, I know you picked it up, and that's fantastic, Brandon. So I'm sure you could tell the same thing. You're just somewhere and you just go, well, let me tell you how that works, you know? And the way the diagram goes is the symptoms are obviously the point you're making with people is that the symptoms are the last thing to occur in a dis-ease process. So before symptoms can occur, something's already been going wrong. You know, they happen due to dysfunction upstream, dysfunction, malfunction. Otherwise, because you got to start with the premise that a person functioning perfectly, if all cells, all tissues, all systems are working normally, all the organs and all the ways the body communicates, all the, you know, blood's flowing, nerve signals are flowing, chi and energy are flowing, everything's flowing right, and you've got everything in place, why would you have symptoms? Typically, a healthy person doesn't have them, or if they get them, it's because they know why. Like you fall down, you hit your elbow, well, that's a pain. And, you know, you know why, right? But these other symptoms that people are coming in with are insidious. And most people have been to someone already before they come to us. So they've gone to their doctor and they feel tired and fatigued and not sleeping. They're overweight and they don't know why. And their sex life isn't that great. And just, you know what they're told? Well, your blood work looks normal. You're just getting older. I once had a doctor tell me I had one of my knees was hurting, and he goes, well, you're just getting older. I go, well, they're not both. It's just my one knee. Why aren't both of them hurting then if I'm just getting older? You know, of course, he didn't have an answer for that. But it wasn't because I was getting older. It was because there was something dysfunctional in that knee. I had injured it previously, and it just took a while for the dysfunction to, you know, kind of accumulate and progress to where it was just sort of hurting me a lot. And so, you know, when you figure those things out, that symptoms have a cause, it's pretty far upstream sometimes, then you understand the brain. You know, that's what the brain body diagram illustrates really well.
Exactly. You see light bulbs going off when you're going through it. People get it. It makes sense to them because they've seen the other side. They've seen the, okay, I'm treating the symptom side. They've done that, and it doesn't occur to them. Maybe there could be more than that, or how the body actually works, how they got to that point. So it's something I use with over the phone. It's harder to do, but if I'm doing something live, or I'm doing maybe a lot of times I'll do a free consultation there, a discovery call with the person that'll be over Zoom or Skype. And so I'll pop up a little screen share there, right? I go through some a few PowerPoints there with them, along with the 8 questions. But to visually explain how this process is going to work, that seems to always hit home. People get that. So you want to make sure the person agrees with you philosophically on their approach to their health. And I think it's one of the best ways to illustrate that. So that's one of your litmus tests there. As you're asking those 8 questions there, that's part of what you're trying to figure out. Where is this person in this whole continuum? How much progress have they made? What have they done previously? What is their philosophy to health? And if we can align on that, that's one of your major points. This is a really good way to do that. So if you haven't memorized that, haven't practiced it, you know, in front of your spouse or a friend and done that a few times, it's really going to help you benefit you explaining what we do. And going back to, and really it's good for you just to, you trainees out there at the moment, just go find that in the course right now and watch that and remind yourself that the whole part where you start to look at the stressors that are affecting the body, well, discovering those hidden stressors there that are affecting the body, that's what we use the lab testing and observation for. So, and again, it doesn't matter so much which lab tests that it is. Yes, you want to have ones that meet our standards and those things, but in general, the point making, without a biohealth lab, you can still figure out those hidden stressors that are causing that malfunction that's leading to those symptoms and that lack of ease in the body. So back to fundamentals.
Yep.
Good one. All right.
I 100% Brandy. Agree with you, Brandon. Yeah, I 100%
right.
agree with you. And I think the approach that we take, I think, is refreshing to our clients. Because when you start to explain it that way and you start to explain that we're not worried about the symptoms, we're asking, well, why are you having symptoms? Let's keep digging and find out why there's symptoms in the first place. They start saying, oh my gosh, thank you. Nobody's ever explained it to me that way. You're listening to me. You understand what I'm going through. I'm not crazy. The amount of clients that come to me who've had doctors tell them they're crazy, you know, it's very refreshing to our clients when we use this approach because they feel heard. And I think that's also really important as well.
That's a big one, I'd say, feeling heard there. I've got a client I'm working with right now, and my chiropractor for the last 15 years or so and I are tag teaming working with her. So hitting both sides, there's definitely, I can see there's some structural things going on that's causing part of the problems. And with her issues, she's been told for 10 years that my doctors, you know, describe the symptoms. They're sort of like, whoa, this lady's kind of, something's up with her, right? So, but I took every one of those complaints, those symptoms seriously. I said, well, that seems like, you know, this and this could be going on here. We'll do the labs. We'll see what's going on. Starting to improve. And I said, you need to go down the street here and book in with a chiropractor. I think he needs to help you with the structural side of things. Talk with him about the situation. He said, oh, this is a well-documented situation. This is, you know, show him exactly what was going on the little plastic skeletal spine there. And I could see what was going on there in her body and could see in the x-rays there. And a combination of us working together, starting to see changes and shifts in some of her complaints for the first time in probably 7 or 8 years. So somebody's searching for 7 or 8 years for answers. And then just by, I didn't change my approach. I just did FDM and just did the investigative things, listened to that person, like you're saying, Brandy, there, took them seriously, just walked through the process. I don't have to be an expert in that particular diagnosis or that particular symptom. I just have to be an expert in FDM. That's all that it takes. So it takes the pressure off of us. We don't have to be an expert in every symptom, every pathway in the body. It's less complex and less specific, more general approach. So that's a good thing for us. We just do the system and trust it. I sound like a broken record sometimes, but that's just my approach every single time. So, yeah, brain-body diagram. So check it out, guys. All right, so 6 minutes left in the call. We probably have time for maybe one more question here. So if you have a question about anything, now's the time to hit one on the keypad. Otherwise, we'll grab another question off the list here. All right. Almost last call.
If someone just raised their hand. Someone just raised their hand.
There we go. All right. 716 area code. What's your name there, 716?
Hello, this is Karen in New York State.
Hello, Karen.
Hey,
New
Karen.
York State.
I just had a quick question. So in the earlier videos, Reed mentioned that with the Dutch lab test, that sometimes what used to be called the phase 2 adrenal f- fatigue is might not be detectable on the Dutch. Is that still the case? Or I was just curious about that.
Yeah, let me answer that. There's since then, there's a new Dutch. And the Dutch Complete is more complete. And there's another one called the Dutch Plus. So I'm less inclined to say that. It might be partially true. But remember, you've got lots of other data that might even be more important than a lab result. Like the person, never. One of the distinctions between our point of view and some practitioners is they're very quick to treat the paper. Like, oh, look, this is high. Give them something to lower it, or this is low, give them something to raise it. In other words, to bring an agent in that might affect the numbers on the paper sort of artificially without really determining what the cause for those numbers is. You know, the numbers is just the result, usually of bad behavior, you know, or something, some influence from the environment that known or unknown. And so we, you know, our job is health detectives to figure out what that is. So, you know, I'm just going to say that we need to revisit that. And this whole issue around one of our labs going out of business last week and our plans to upgrade the course because of that, we'll be revisiting that, Karen. And you're going to have to use the other criteria, such as how they present. You know, how is this person showing up? Are they tired? Are they fatigued? They don't have any energy. They've got that extra weight. You know, there's other things could be going on, like their hair could be thinning. They've got cold extremity. You know, so then it's not just the adrenals and the sex hormones anymore. You've got thyroid. You know, you start to look at a person as their body's breaking down. So more important, perhaps, probably, is the cortisol to DHA ratio. Are they in a catabolic state?
Oh,
and,
okay.
And the phases are just a construct to help the patient understand or the client understand where you're at. You know, so if their cortisol is really high, you could say, well, there's something really acute, you know, the acute phase of like, well, you're really responding dramatically physiologically to the stressors. Hey, why don't we figure out what those are so we can help you out here? Now, if it's really low, you know, then they really are kind of beat down. And but the solution's the same. What are the stressors? What can we do to remediate that, you know, from that angle? And sometimes those people might need a little more on the supplementation side to support the organs involved to stimulate some activity or to just, you know, obviously we take supplements because they substitute for what's missing in food. But it's when they're in that middle, that stage two is when everything looks normal, right? So, oh, look, your cortisol is normal. So you're fine. Well, no, that's a medical interpretation. Oh, you're fine. It's in range. What we found out over the years is that it should be higher. If they were responding appropriately to stress, the stress hormones would be higher. And so you're looking at normal going, we look at it and go, oh, that's not normal at all. You know, with everything going on in your life, look, you got mental emotional issues, you got aches and pains and physical type issues, and we know that you've got food sensitivities and, you know, parasites, bacteria, funguses, overgrowth. You've got all of this metabolic chaos. So why isn't your stress response stronger? So that's what you're looking at on labs sometimes, is test results that look quote unquote normal reference range. But that reference range is designed for a person who's not under any particular stress. So if you are under particular stress, we certainly are the best at identifying that, then it should be higher. So that might be a little harder to see on that test you mentioned. But, you know, they have if you're really sort of interested in that type of explanation, and if that's working for you and your client base, then run the Dutch Plus, not the Dutch Complete. Because it has the cortisol awakening response and the 5-point cortisols throughout the day. Oh, by the way, they throw in one additional marker that you could do at night, or you could do real late at night to see, like if they have a sleep problem, you would do it, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning or something. So that 5-point plus the CAR in the morning, the cortisol awakening response, it's not much more expensive. It's a few extra bucks for your client to pay for, but you may get the additional insights. But that, by the way, is the only difference between the Dutch Complete and the Dutch Plus.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. And that's a great question. I think that brings us to the end, Brandon. So good job. Excellent job.
Yep. Good call today, guys. Thanks, guys, for being on there. Evan and Karen and Andrea for the calls there. And Caroline, congratulations to you as our graduate this week. And Reed and Brandon, thanks always for joining me, and it's good times ahead, guys. So look forward to talking some more. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.